Tomorrow morning in Boston, a group of men will get together to go for a jog, as they do every Saturday. The group goes by the name Black Men Run, which has chapters around the country. The Boston group was formed by Jeff Davis last year, the same year Ahmaud Arbery was chased and shot while he was out jogging in a Georgia neighborhood. Last week, three white men were convicted of Arbery's murder. They face mandatory life sentences. Since the outcome of the case, Davis has been reflecting on the world his sons will grow up in as black men in America.
My sons are 2 years apart, time that are marked by tragedy. The oldest was born just after Michael Brown was killed by police in Ferguson, Missouri. The youngest came a month after two black fathers, Philando Castile and Alton Sterling, were killed during routine traffic stops. These moments reinforce how precious and vulnerable my sons' lives are, how precious and vulnerable my own life is. When you're a father of black boys, you don't always get to think about normal things. You don't always get to daydream about taking your kid to a basketball game or wonder what college they'll go to. Raising my boys means sharing with them how abnormal life can be for black people, because keeping them safe requires it. I hope that by showing them the world as it is, they might be able to find a way, one day, to make it better. But the anguish of Ahmaud Arbery's death scarred me. I knew he could have been me, or one of my sons. Learning that his death was essentially covered up by law enforcement forced me to question everything. I realized marching and voting would never be enough for America to see black people as worthy of our whole humanity. And I realized I couldn't help my boys change the world until I helped myself first. In the end, losing Ahmaud forced me to find healthier ways to cope.
It's 34 degrees this morning. We have about 10 brothers with us. It's all for love. Today's about community.
Last year, I started a local chapter of Black Men Run. A group of us run together every Saturday morning.
Black Men Run at the starting line.
Two, one, let's get it.
We're good. Committed to health and rooted in love, we are a living testament to Ahmaud's memory.
This runs for Ahmaud.
Let's go!
We call our run Sankofa. It's a Ghanaian Adinkra symbol that roughly translates as, bring your history forward with you. We want to evoke and remember our ancestors and all those who came before us. I was a runner in high school, but I'm running more now than I ever have in my adult life. I run for me, I run for my kids, and I run for Maude. We know there will be another tragedy in America, another unjust verdict. But being able to run with other black men helps me return to the work of healing myself and our society, one foot strike at a time. My sons are 7 and 5 now. I want them to enjoy the freedom of living in a more just and equitable world. So maybe one day they will inherit a new normal, a better normal, when they and all black people are seen as equal humans who can run anywhere, safe from harm.
Do me. This is the finish line. For my today, let's go. Let's go, BMR.
Jeff Davis captains the Boston chapter of Black Men Run. You can read his full essay and many more at WBUR.org.